When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Edwards, Branham, DiVincenzo, Middleton, and Champagne are all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Tuesday, April 2nd. We're talking about DraftKings, and we're going to do it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. And then the biggest thing you could do, if you like MLB DFS, is sign up using this promo code. Dinger! 30% off any MLB package you're looking for. This deal ends tomorrow. If you want to play MLB DFS and you want to get behind the paywall at Stochastic, this is the way to do it. Weekly packages, monthly packages, lineup generator, projections, ownership, sims, boom bust, top batters, top pitchers, top stacks, premium Discord, and more. We have what you're looking for, and all you got to do is click the link in the description of this video or enter the promo code DINGER to get 30% off. First up at number five, I have Walker Kessler, center eligible, 4,700, projected for 31. The goal is 33. He's in the winning lineup 27% of the time. Now, there's a lot of talented centers out there, but nobody has the best value like Kessler does. I gave him 30 minutes, no John Collins, no Jordan Clarkson, no Lauri Markkanen, 10 points, 10 boards, an assist, three stocks. Tough matchup against Cleveland for sure, but Kessler is priced like he's playing backup center run, not like he's playing starting center run. Corey Kispert in at number four, small forward, power forward eligible, 5,600, projected for 31. The goal is 37, winning lineup 29% of the time. No Kyle Kuzma for this one, amongst other guys out for Washington. So 36 minutes for Kispert in that 0.8, 0.85 range. 18 points, 4 boards, 2.5 assists, and a stock. The scoring's going to need to be there. It's a decent enough matchup against the Milwaukee team that's missing Damian Lillard. Speaking of Wizards, Jordan Poole in at number three, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,800, projected for 40. The goal is 43. He's in the winning lineup 30% of the time. This is the big benefit with no Kuzma. 33 minutes, 1.2 fantasy points per minute, 32% usage, 23 real points, 5.5 assists, 3 boards, actually a stock and a half. Honestly, like a weird situation. Milwaukee's defense is probably better with no Dame, but with no Kyle Kuzma around, Jordan Poole will take every single shot he wants. Bryce Sensabaugh in at number two for me. Small forward, power forward eligible, 4,300, projected for 26. The goal is 31. He's in the winning lineup 31% of the time. He's going to play north of 30 minutes with this Jazz team being so shorthanded. 13 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and a stock. He's a 0.8 guy, or upwards of 0.85. This isn't some 0.7 fantasy point per minute guy stepping into a role. The minutes are there, the position is great, but the price is the key. The number one contender for today, though, is Chetty Osman. Small forward, power forward, eligible, 3,900, projected for 24. The goal is 29. He's in the winning lineup 32% of the time. I went 31 minutes. Now, he's a 0.75 guy, but we're missing all sorts of dudes for San Antonio. No Devin Vassell, no Keldon Johnson, no Jeremy Sochan. So these guys are stepping into starting roles and bigger minutes. They're 16-point dogs in Denver. It's not going to look good, but that price, unavoidable for Chetty. 12 points, 4.5 boards, 2.5 assists, and a stock. He is your number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, April 2nd. FanDuel version's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.